Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. I had a great visit with John Horvat, and he's a scholar, a researcher, the author of Lighting the Way, also Return to Order. I encourage you to check those out wherever books are sold. John, thanks again for being here. We're talking about the moral hazard, the problems that can, the implications, the long-term, short, mid, and long-term implications of the government sticking their monetary nose into our economy. And when the first implication is, it probably is a good thing. I mean, if you need the money, I mean, the Paycheck Protection Program, as much of a laissez-faire guy as I am, John, the Paycheck Protection Program kept a lot of small businesses from going under. What do you think?
No, definitely. I think it did.
Millions,
you know,
probably.
Those are kind of things that help kickstart the process. I think it also, but I don't think everyone who got it, you know, was financially sound or was necessarily good. But I definitely did help a lot of people. I know people who it helped.
Right. No, there's no, of course, me and me too. I know a lot of folks that did, and it helped hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of small business owners. So that was a case of where it was nobody's fault. Nobody did anything wrong. If we can keep these companies going, we can all work out of that. Now, that's a case, in my opinion, where the government can step in and avert something where people needed help. Now, beyond that, when we start getting into when the folks on the fiscal side start doing things like bailing out profligate cities in the process, meaning in the same legislation where we save Main Street, they also want hundreds of billions of dollars to go to cities that were not operating successfully, when they also wouldn't bail out a company that was already in bad shape. That's when it crosses over, isn't it?
Right, exactly. I mean, you're entering into a lot of you're entering into dependencies. Creating dependencies, creating habits, bad habits for companies and corporations, and injecting money into the economy where it shouldn't be, and making money very inefficient, and therefore juicing up the stock market. Yeah, that it does, and makes a lot of people rich, especially the rich, the very ones who are already rich, but it's not helping the economy.
And see, this is where we get into the rent seeking part, right?
You're right, yeah.
Tell the audience what I mean when I say rent seeking.
The rent seeking, you say?
This is when a company has influence. When these big companies they play the music that Washington dances to. I mean, we don't need we don't dance around the bush here. On that around here, John, we say that the oligarchies, Russia doesn't control they don't own the license on oligarchy between New York, between Wall Street and Washington. The oligarchies abound, and they work together, and they pay and they're part of the problem that a lot of people are upset about. But the when you're a rent seeker, that means you have the ability to influence a decision in Washington that helps you particularly, your industry or your company.
Right.
There's a lot of that definitely. Going on right now in the middle of this, isn't there? In the middle of helping Main Street.
Right, exactly. It's just, a lot of this free money or a lot of this cheap money comes with strings attached, and these are the people who are best equipped to deal with that, the regulations, the jumping through the hoops, knowing the hoops, and working out all the things that normal people aren't able to do.
Right.
So they definitely benefit from all that, and this harms the economy.
Well, that's exactly right, this is the problem, and this is where we get into the corruption that we see in our government, the deep state, people who have more than just a stake in their employment, but they got an ideological stake in the government being a certain way, and not which is to say, to continue to serve Washington, not to continue to serve the country. What do you think?
Yeah, and one of the things I've read an analyst that talked about this, and I think he's right. You know that this type of money helps two types of people: the inefficient companies that the zombie companies, what they call, who can't make it and get the bailout, and the gigantic companies that can run through the hoops and get them and don't really need it. They're just expanding, and how this eventually leads to socialism.
Right,
because what you're putting in is you're making a government-driven economy.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it causes anarchists to be mad at, and sometimes their anger is justified, but the way they approach the solution is misplaced, isn't it? Because they think the entire capitalism system is bad, when it's not. It's just the way they practice it on Wall Street in Washington, isn't it?
Well, that too, Alan. But a lot of these anarchists are upper class white people, students going to Ivy League colleges who are indoctrinated by these professors who tell them the system's wrong.
Exactly right. Hold on to that thought. Okay. We're going to come back after the break. I'm going to ask John, what is all this money the government's putting in going to do to the value of the dollar and those kinds of things after the break? Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.